Thank you. Welcome to this meeting. I have to start all over again, so apologies for that. Good afternoon and welcome to this Stafford Borough Council Planning Committee meeting. My name is Brendan McEwen. I'll be chairing this meeting. Just a couple of points before we start. If you have a mobile phone,
yes.
please put silent mode or turn it off ideally. And ask members of the public to refrain from commenting while the meeting is in progress. On my right, I have officers from the Planning Department, and on my left, I have officers from Law and Administration. Officers from the Planning Department will present each application, or the only application. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes, and will indicate when there is 1 minute to go. Ward members will have 5 minutes. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting and it will be available on the Borough Council website. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity as enjoyed by colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with a planning application before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework and the local plan, together with any relevant planning matters. So, on that basis now, we have the first item on the agenda. Do we have to do the apologies now?
Yes, we do.
Apologies, any apologies?
Yeah, apologies received from Councillor Nixon, who is substituted today by Councillor Anne Hobbs, and also Councillor Kenny, who's not appointed a substitute.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any members wish to record an interest in this application or any lobbying they may have received in connection with this application? No? Okay, so the application is 23/37147, 1 Windsor Road, Queensville, Stafford, called in by Councillor Jenny Barron. So, should we do the presentation then?
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
The location plan shows the extent of the site outlined in red. Application relates to a site located on Windsor Road, Stafford. Application site comprises a single two-storey dwelling with a detached garage. The following slide shows an aerial view of the site. To the west of the site lies Aldi Supermarket on the opposite side of Windsor Road, and the site is bounded by residential development on all other sides. Here's the photo plan. Image one is looking west to the rear of the application site. Image two is looking east to the front of the dwelling. Image three, looking northeast towards the front of the dwelling. Image four is also looking northeast towards the front of the dwelling. And image five is looking southwest to the view of the Windsor Road street scene. The proposal is for a two-storey side extension, a single-storey rear extension, and a flat roof dormer on the rear roof slope of the existing dwelling. It should be noted that the dormer window falls under the remits of permitted development. Plan 1 shows the proposed ground floor plan. Plan 2 shows the proposed first floor plan. And Plan 3 shows the proposed second floor plan. Plan 4 shows the elevations. And Plan 5 shows a 3D model of the proposed dwelling. The proposed two-storey side extension has a ridge height that is set down from the host dwelling and features matching openings to the existing dwelling. As such, the extension is considered to be a subservient and in-keeping addition to the dwelling. The single-storey rear extension features a flat roof which is considered to be a subservient addition to the dwelling and will mostly be screened from the public realm due to its location to the rear of the property. It should be noted that a number of properties along Windsor Road have been extended in a similar manner to this scheme. Concerns were raised about overlooking as a result of the proposed development to the neighbouring property of 79 Bradford Bank to the rear of the application site. This dwelling lies 29 metres away, which exceeds the council's guidelines for facing principal windows, and as such there is considered to be no breach of the council's amenity guidelines in relation to overlooking. Satisfactory parking provision has been provided for the application site to comply with local car parking standards. In conclusion, the proposal is not considered to harm the character and appearance of the host dwelling or the wider area, and it avoids negatively impacting neighbour amenity and has provided sufficient on-site parking provision. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. Thank you very much. Then we have two speakers who have put themselves forward. Should we start with the objective?
Sorry about that. The property to the rear that we were discussing in terms of concerns we've raised about is 11 Kent Way.
Not 79
Rapid Way.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, I was trying to rationalise that. We have an objector, Mr. Julian Phillips. No relation, Marnie?
No, I don't know.
Mr. Phillips, would you like to come to the table, please? So you have 3 minutes whenever you're ready.
Right, thank you,
Mr.
Chairman.
We'll let you know when you've done two.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for everybody and their time. My property is adversely affected by this application, and my letter of objection is available to you. In brief, I'm objecting to the enormous size of the planned extension, including its dormer windows. My house and number one are directly in line with each other. Any proposed extension will have a direct effect on me. The dormer windows, whilst amended, will still look over my garden into the rooms of my house, affecting our privacy. Most nearby properties with loft extensions have skylights. Those on Windsor Road with dormers, all of them are on the other side of the road and overlook the river, the field, the cows, and not the other houses. The main issue is the size of the extension. The roof line, even slightly amended, extends to the gable end of the side extension, resulting in a huge increase in the building size from where I view it. At present, looking out of my living room into the garden, above the fence I see part building and sky. With the plan changes, it will just be plain building. It's much the same if I look out of the patio windows, the back door, the bedroom, from the garden bench, and much of the garden. I can assure you, despite what's mentioned in the report to you, I can assure you that this will have an overbearing presence when I'm down in the garden. Hard to ignore. I can also assure you that the rising winter sun that gives us a bit of warmth will be blocked out as well. Hence, in view of the proposed size and impact, I think it's reasonable to ask that the Planning Committee refuse this application in its present form. The applicant called to discuss the plans once they were submitted with me. He explained he'd asked for more than he wanted in hope of getting what he wanted. He doubted extending the roof line the gable end over the extension would be approved, and that he would be told to put a pitch roof over the extension, and he drew a sketch to this effect.
1 minute to go. Okay.
This would be an improvement on the current plan. So I'm asking for your help by supporting my objections to the application and recommending it is resubmitted with skylights rather than the dormer and a pitch roof on the side extension. It will still have a deleterious effect but on my property, but this will help. However, before deciding that, I would like the Planning Committee, via a site visit, to view the application from my property to actually appreciate the devastating impact it will have on me and my family. If one looks only at the plans, there's no context or sense of impact. A site visit will confirm my points. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you very much for your 3 minutes there. We have a supporter who wishes to speak. If you'd like to return to your seat now, please, Mr. Phillips. Thank you. And I would like to invite Mr. Christopher Roberts.
Good afternoon, Chair.
Good afternoon. Make yourself comfortable. When you're ready, we'll begin the 3 minutes, and we'll let you know when you have a minute to go.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you.
I'd just like to start with introducing myself. So my name is Mr. Christopher Roberts. I am the property owner of 1 Windsor Road, along with my wife, Kathleen. There's not really a huge amount on that I want to discuss further. I've got a brief summary to cover. So I want to thank you all for reviewing the application today. We don't want to repeat what's in the pack already, but wanted to speak briefly to add some context to the plans and have an opportunity to explain our reasoning behind wanting to complete this work. We moved to Stafford after picking it on a map when I was medically discharged from the armed forces 7 years ago. We have settled here with our two young daughters and plan to remain in Stafford. The work we have proposed to complete on our house is within the context of future-proofing our living space. Ensuring our daughters have their own space as they move up to high school in the coming years, and also being a space in which our extended families can visit, including our young niece and nephew who stay with us regularly. I also have an injury which will eventually have a significant impact on my mobility, and so have taken this into consideration when planning space and accessibility. We recognise and appreciate that the concerns have been raised regarding the size of the extension. Although we feel that this to be appropriate and necessary to provide us with the space we would like, we have worked with the planning officer to make suggested amendments to ensure that it is not overmassing other developments. With regards to the concerns remaining in keeping with the neighbouring properties, we plan to use matching brick and tile work. To an added point, the chimney that's on the side of the property that's been there when it was initially built, those bricks will be reused for the front elevation. As we too were attracted to the Scrace design when looking for a property and are so keen to remain in line with this. We have also taken note of the objections to the planning and again have worked with the planning office to work to address these. Whilst remaining within our vision for our property, to reduce possible loss of privacy, the dormer extension has been reduced and replaced with skylights.
Okay, you have 1 minute.
Okay. Mentioned within the meeting pack. Further, we are offering to install trees at the end of the property to further minimise this. We also understand the concerns have been raised regarding noise and disruption of building work. We would also like to reassure the committee that we will be employing local builders to complete the bulk of the work, so we'll be working within building noise regulations. Also, just to add in the last 30 seconds, is we did previously speak to all the neighbouring properties and received one objection out of 13 consulted. Briefly on the presentation, unfortunately that is Amendment C that is displayed, not Amendment D that you have referenced. Apologies for pointing that out.
Is that the ridge? The drop ridge.
Yes. So the only thing that's different on that picture is the side two-storey extension has been dropped 300 millimetres to make it subordinate to the original dwelling property.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Was it 400 millimetres? Anyway, it's lower. The ridge is lower. Okay, if you'd like to go back to your chair, please. Thank you. And invite ward member Councillor Jenny Barron to speak. You have 5 minutes.
Thank you. I would like to thank the Chairman and the Planning Committee members for listening to my objections regarding the development at number 1 Windsor Road. I have called in this development because of its extremely large scale. It is also out of character and appearance with neighbouring properties. There would be a loss of privacy for the occupants of 11 Kent Way, although there have been very slight reductions in size to the original plan. I still consider this development needs to be reduced even further. I visited Mr. Phillips' property at 11 Kent Way with former Councillor Ray Barron to view the perceived impact this development would have on Mr. Phillips and his family. I requested that the remote planning officers from London and Manchester who are dealing with this application undertake a site visit to Mr. Phillips' property. Unfortunately, both refused. How these out-of-town planning officers can make a decision to permit this development without visiting all other properties affected is very disappointing. Originally, former Councillor Barron called in this application, which I have now taken over. I do not appreciate the intimidating and aggressive emails I have received from the applicant complaining that I could not take over the call in and how to conduct myself and how to carry out my duties as the councillor for Weeping Cross and Wildwood Ward. I would like to ask the planning committee to refuse this application on the grounds of its extremely large scale, or before making their final decision, would they consider a site visit to Mr. Phillips' property at 11 Kent Way to view the impact this extremely large development would have on Mr. Phillips and his family? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Well in time. Okay. Right, so you've heard from a supporter and an objector and from a ward member. So open to you guys. So who would like to go first? Councillor Frank James.
I think at the point of Councillor Barron, I think looking at the size of the development, I think it is a site visit necessity. I don't want to put the council at extra expense, but when you look at it, I know the area very well myself, and this is a rather large site extension. So I'm proposing that we have a site visit.
Okay. We have a few more conversations first. Councillor Phillips?
Can I ask the officer, the neighbouring property number 3, I'm assuming, have any objections been raised by the neighbours that I'm not seeing?
With me, 1 second.
I can see comments made about number 3, but I'm
it would have been 13 invitations to come up and one response.
There's only one objector to that application.
So the next door neighbours are happy?
They're not objected
with it. Okay. And just one more question. The next door neighbour, is that an extension? I'm just looking at the plan. Is that an extension that the next door neighbour have currently got in the back garden? Because there appears to be a building of some sort that is sticking out on page 11.
The side plan.
Yes. Yeah. If we look at the next door neighbour, obviously there is some kind of building.
It looks like they've got a conservatory, if that's what you're talking about.
Well, I think the conservatory will be the odd shaped thing, won't it?
Oh.
But I think on the boundary with the other neighbour, there seems to be some large building.
Next door to the detached garage.
Yes.
The bay window on the back, is it?
The honest answer is I don't know. I'm presenting this on behalf of another officer.
Okay.
Can we ask the objector? He might know if it's an extension, Chairman.
We're referring to number 3, Windsor Road.
Oh, the supporters.
The supporters, and
there appears to be some sort of building projecting behind what might be the existing garage to the side.
It's likely one of them will be a garage.
Yeah.
Can we ask for clarification from the applicants, please?
Can we do that?
As their neighbour?
Okay. So it's Mr. Roberts, isn't it?
Yes, sure. There is a single story extension connected to number 3 Windsor Road, single story with a sloped roof on the side.
Oh, okay.
Just for clarity then, the bit that projects to the rear of number 3, what is that?
It's a small conservatory.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Okay.
Councillor Spencer?
To me, it would appear that the main issue here is maybe lack of privacy due to the second floor dormer, presumably. And I see the applicant is happy to, or they are happy to install tree extension on the rear garden, which may have an impact on the loss of sunlight for the person's objecting. So maybe if that is a real issue, is to put obscure glass in the projection in the dormer window, but I see that the actual council has no objection regards to privacy because it falls outside of the required distance.
So as we've previously stated, that it is exceeds the distance for separation distances as per the design supplementary plan document, but it should also be noted that the rear dormer is can be constructed under permitted development.
Okay.
So it's out of our control, really.
No problem.
Thank you, Chairman. So can we see the actual upstairs plans?
Yeah.
Please. I just wanted to see what that actual room...
The second floor.
The second floor, please. Or the top floor. So is that a bedroom that we've got that's overlooking?
It's the next.
Or is it the...
Next one up.
Or is it the bathroom?
It's the next one.
A bedroom... A bathroom.
So the bathroom would be obscured anyway?
It's likely.
So what you're talking about is somebody's bedroom? I don't think it's feasible to ask for obscured glass in the bedroom.
No.
Given other applications that we've seen before us previously, I understand the concern of obviously the objector, but I think if the immediate neighbours don't have any issue, bearing in mind that you'll be directly looking into their back garden, I honestly can't see a reason to refuse it. I'm certainly all for people future-proofing the houses. I think it's great to have a young family in the area, especially with the local schools, etc., and it would be a shame to see them have to leave and not be able to expand their house to suit their needs.
Okay,
so I would propose to accept this application.
Yes, just before we do that, so are we saying that the dormer could be permitted development? Or
it
fall within that?
It is permitted development, yeah.
Okay, so the dormer is permitted development, so that's one thing. It has been proposed... Sorry.
Can I clarify?
Yeah, sure.
Did I hear that the dormer extension plans now include skylights?
I think the what was suggested was that the instead of the dormer being this box that sticks out, that instead it's roof lights that run flush with the pitch of the roof, but that probably wouldn't give them enough headroom inside to be able to make it a usable accommodation. But it is permitted development, that
yes,
dormer.
Yeah.
So which one do I take first? We've had a site visit and we've had a proposal. We haven't had a seconder for either as yet. Is there a seconder for the site visit? Do you want to speak first?
Seconder for the...
Okay. Is there a seconder for the site visit, first of all? Right. Is there proposed by Councillor Phillips that we approve, seconded by Councillor Spencer that we approve? Do you want to take that vote? If
yeah,
so,
yeah.
Please show now. All those in favour?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Mr. Chairman.
7. Or anyone against?
2.
2. Okay. That is approved. Thank you very much for your time on that one. And that's the end of the meeting. Thank you very much, everyone, for your forbearance. What's been a long day.